FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. The date is April 4th, 2016. Means it's time for Mickey Fulp's monthly major market review. Mickey, how are you?
I'm well, Kerry. How are you?
All right. Looking at what took place last month, everything was bright and happy, or most things are bright and happy on the upside.
Well, most things were. After the worst January in the major U.S. markets, March proved to be a very bountiful month. NASDAQ, S&P 500, the Dow, the Russell 2000, all up 6 to 8% over the month. And after the worst January ever, the major markets are now positive for 2016. So despite what all the Chicken Littles and gloom and doomers said in January, the markets have rebounded. That said, the NASDAQ and the Russell 2000 are still down for the year, but in the range of 2 to 3%. Meanwhile, with commodities hitting highs in the third week of March, the TSX Big Board and the TSX Venture both had good months. The Big Board was up almost 5% and almost 4% for the quarter. And the big mover was the TSX Venture. It is up 25% since January 20th, which, if you remember, was the day that everything on your board was red.
But I remember.
Yep. And so everything's looking good in that realm.
Emerging was really up this month.
Yeah, emerging market index up 12.5%. 837 plus 5.4% over the quarter. So we saw a little bit of rebound that probably in some way, shape, or form probably has to do with China, and we're past the Chinese New Year, but that's welcome news. And it was a very low volatile month. The VIX was essentially on a downward trend all month, finished the month at a little less than 14, which if we look in our chart, which we've now in the fifth year of this program, that's about as low as it gets. We've hit below 13 a couple of times, not too often.
Yeah, we got a couple of times where, scattered across where it hit 12 and change, even yep. Where it went down to 11 and 11:40, looking at back in April of 2014, where pretty much everything just seemed to be locked into a pattern back then. So,
well, that's kind of what we've seen this over the past couple of months is low volatility.
Yeah. So, but hey, maybe the best cure for low volatility is low volatility, right?
Yeah, probably.
So then we move on to our money indexes.
Yeah, the only thing that was really down for the month was this U.S. dollar, and it went into a month-long decline. The month high was on the 1st of March at 98.4, and it finished the month at 94.6 for a loss of about a little less than 4%, and the same for the quarter. But that decline leads us to an 11-month low on the U.S. dollar, and as you would expect, the euro was up to $1.14. We haven't seen that in 15 months. The 10-year Treasury interest rate stays low as Old Yeller just seems to hang out and talk in circles. Not a lot going on there, but that rate ended the month at 1.78%. Hard to make money on anything in these zero rate environments. And lo and behold, the least volatile thing we had going on all month was Bitcoin. Yeah. It was essentially flat the entire month in the low 400 range, closed the month at 415 and change.
Yeah. Interesting. The dollar index hadn't hit that low. Like you said, it's since April 30th of 2015, also when things were just settled into like a trading pattern. So maybe something's going on here that bears further watching. And Bitcoin, yeah, it's didn't do anything, down 4%. It's still over $400 a Bitcoin. What that means for the future, I have no idea. But our good friend John Rubino wrote an article today about emerging cryptocurrencies and how all the big banks are getting on the bandwagon. They've created their own. Reminds me of the day in the past when banks actually printed their own notes, which were negotiable and tradable. And there's rumblings from central banks about just going all crypto and dumping the currency or the paper currency. You know, it's hey, I don't want
to
play.
Yeah, well, they want to be able to track everything that everybody does, the big banks and governments all over the world. So
yeah, and control.
I like having a few dollars under the mattress.
On the mattress or buried in the backyard or wherever you decide is the safest place. Hey, we go to metals, kind of an interesting setup there for March.
Yeah, gold was essentially flat, but that said, it was up 16% on the quarter. All the metals had big runs up until the third week in March. They hit their highs, and then they backed off essentially, at least gold, down to where it started at the beginning of the month. All in all, great first quarters. Silver up 11% over the quarter. Platinum up 9% over the quarter. The only one that didn't really perform was palladium, but it made a big jump over the month, up 15%, essentially flat year to date. We hit one-year highs on gold, 1272, if memory serves, about the 20th of March or something. Platinum hit a high at 999. That said, our ratios are still way out of whack. Gold, silver still at approximately 80. We only know of three times in which that has occurred since Nixon took us off the gold standard. That's a pretty strong buy signal for silver, even a stronger buy signal. I mean, I know I sound like a broken record here, but if your choice is to buy gold and silver, or my choice, I will buy platinum. Platinum to gold ratio still less than 0.80. That is a historic low. And the gold to WTI ratio is still ridiculously high at 32. Meanwhile, we move on to our indicator of global economic health, or what used to be known as Dr. Copper. That's been called into question over the last year or so. Copper closed the month up 3.6% at 222. No one's very excited about that, but it has rebounded over 4% in Q1. My real concern with copper, it is now, as of today, the 4th of April, in a seven-day decline. And down today to 218. But here's what's really concerning to me on the short-term future of copper. The May contract is, over the last week, has been somewhere between 3 and 4.5 cents in backwardation. And that's a severe backwardation, which means the speculators are very much aligned on the side of a weaker copper market going forward, where you can buy a contract essentially 4 cents lower than it's trading at today. That's highly unusual and does not bode well for copper in the short term.
Yeah, not a good sign for sure. And you got to wonder where it's headed.
The real concern, there's been some very negative analyst reports come out from people like Barclays and some other big analytical services, and they're very concerned about stockpiles in China going up. The LME stockpiles, warehouse stocks, are pretty low right now, but at Shanghai and bonded resource warehouses in China are probably sitting on 1 million tons of copper right now, and that's of some concern. Don't think they're going to be selling in at these prices, but they're is something going on with warehouse stocks in copper.
Interesting. Well, I guess time will tell that story. And energy, another happy picture for the month, huh?
Yeah, you can't complain about this. Well, the real great performers on the month were the oils, WTI up 17% for the month, but it did hit a high of 41 on that day we mentioned in the third week of March, settled back down at 38 and change. It's since gone down some more. Brent closed the month at almost $40 for a 16% rise. Henry Hub was up 16%, but that was an end of month high. And that's really counterintuitive, although it closed the month at $1.93, which is still damn low. But why it went up at the end of the month? Because this is heating season is over. Yeah. For the most part in the northeastern tier. And we are a couple of months away from the air conditioning season, unless you live in South Florida.
Always air conditioning season here.
Yeah, exactly.
For me, anyway.
But yeah, it was up 16% over the month. That said, down almost 13% over the quarter. Certainly, that down over the quarter is unusual too. So there's things going on in the gas market right now. I don't quite understand. I didn't have time to look at inventories. It may have something to do with that. Meanwhile, the saddest story for the quarter and for the month was uranium. Mm-hmm. It broke through its previous, 10-year low of $28, closed the month at $27.75, down 14% for the month, 19% for the quarter, and there's no end in sight. There is basically no short-term demand for uranium. And I'm actually taking bets right now for the proverbial $100 bottle of wine, and whoever loses the bet buys and we drink it together on the over-under for the uranium low this year. And I won't tell you over the air what my over-under is, but I'm going to take the under at the price I set. So if anybody is interested in that bet, I mean, it's a bet that no one loses. Get a hold of me at contact@mercenarygeologist.com.
All right. There you can send me an email, khl@kerrylutz.com. And I guess that's it for this month. All happy smiles, except for uranium and Bitcoin, basically. But even the declines in Bitcoin were minimal. And while the market's up, the metal's up, except for palladium. And it's one big happy party out there, Mickey.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, Kerry. We are hoping the commodities, that little run they made, is not going to be short-lived, that they hold in there. With my speculation in the venture exchange, I'm actually sold some stocks last month at a profit. It'd been a little bit of time before I've been able to do that.
All right. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And find Mickey over at mercenarygeologist.com. At Mercenary Geologist or your Twitter
handle? At Mercenary Geo is a Twitter feed.
Twitter, how many are you up to now? How many Twitter?
We're kind of consolidating right now, so we're a little less than 53,000 as we get a little choosy right now about some of our followers. I think our high was 53,300, where we've dropped off about 500, but 52,700, we'll take that anytime.
Absolutely. And we just passed the 10,000 mark on our Twitter followers. So
you got the same guy working for you that I do.
I guess so.
I think we're going to be both happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, and financialsurvivalnetwork.com, you find the link to Mickey's site there. Mickey, we will talk to you next month and see if this happy cheer continues into the new year.
Okay, Kerry. Good to talk to you again.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.